Hello dear listeners, James here. I'm just recording a quick audio boo. Trying to put some thoughts into order, which is something of a challenge. I've got back from holiday on Monday. Wow, it does seem like a long time ago now. I had a couple of days off, one of which I had a really quite productive day in the studio, working on a little musical project that seems to be going reasonably well. It's that lorry area again. And I've been listening to The Boos by Mr. Simon Toon and Nick Holloway and those that Nick has quoted. It was interesting that, that Simon, you quoted Slaty Bartfast, who I think probably is the character in Hitchhikers with whom I have the most resonance, I guess. Although I don't think I, yes, when one works for a large corporation or sort of company, the accolades one gets are often small and trivial, and then one can end up being put into in charge of things that one isn't necessarily entirely suited for. And I'm just trying to get to the bottom of the thoughts I'm having about the concept of if you're in hell, keep walking, which is an interesting thing. Sometimes I think, I mean, it's not to say that I am currently experiencing hell. They sometimes say that hell is other people. I'm wondering, I'm trying to battle at the moment with the concept of fear of change. And when I say fear of change, I don't mean this kind of coming to a crossroads in your life. I'm thinking more of the amount of energy one has just to plod on through the this too shall pass kind of thing approach, which is a reasonable approach, certainly when one has, for example, young children. Because they will grow up and they will start seeing, hopefully start seeing reason. We had this with Attu. I mean, I'm not, unfortunately not very good with babies. And it was when Eleanor reached about 3-4 years old that I started really having great fun with the children, and it's been great since. It's sad to hear that, it's sad to think that, but there we go. Fortunately, Beth's really good with children, and which is why she does such a fantastic job as a preschool assistant. But anyway, I digress. It's this whole ability to separate oneself from the situation and gain another perspective. And I was trying to think how different thinking, how one can think differently, if one can, about a dilemma and an issue, and how one can facilitate change. And this comes in every kind of aspect of life. And then I was thinking to myself, actually, I've been trying to listen to more music, not least because I can then listen to the production styles. But if you listen to the same song over and over again, even what happens to me more often is I'll get a song stuck in my head because of a thought I'm having that resonates with it. For example, Domino Dancing by the Pet Shop Boys. It's just one line. All day, watch the wall fall down, all day, domino dancing. What does that mean? And you kind of wonder whether, just like with literature, there are resonances in stories and story arcs that reflect an experience that one is having. And if I had a better memory, sorry, lorries again, or was better read, or both, I would be able to quote situations where characters have been written themselves in these positions, and I guess that's why people watch EastEnders, because they think, oh yes, I know how that feels. But also, songs get written about situations as well, and even just snippets of lyrics. Another one I was thinking was, given that Simon, you were involved in what you termed the perfect storm, and all I could think of was the Human League. Really frustratingly, I've got Domino Dancing stuck in my head now, but there's a line in it called "It's Just of the Adventure," and that if you look at whatever situation, Soundtrack to a Generation, that's the track. Which, amusingly enough, was released early 90s when they no longer sounded as modern as they did in the 1980s. So they were no longer, if you like, a soundtrack to a generation unless you played Fascination on Absolute 80s and remember back to when music was good. Once again, I digress. So, all I guess I'm saying is one can gain inspiration and reassurance from all kinds of external sources with where one to look at it. And hopefully, if all those things come together to help, one can facilitate change so one doesn't have necessarily to walk all the way to the end of hell. One can maybe stop to take a turning. And, of course, there's always the risk that it could get worse. But it might get better as well. I don't know. I've just started the week back at work, and I was thinking back to conversations I've had with people about how the return to work can be quite a stressful affair, where I can't remember who it was. That's right, I was listening to the Emma and Pete podcast, and Emma and Pete have both taken 2 weeks as part of, well, first 2 weeks of August, well, Pete certainly has, of no computers and stuff, and this is in lieu of a holiday. And so when they go away on holiday, nobody does the email checking, nobody does the work, and so when you come back, you just have twice as much work to do for the first week. And actually, it's quite hellish, and it's like, you know, you're investing in your own, you know, problems by going on holiday, because nobody's going to do the work while you're away, unless you're really good at delegating. When I got back, my colleagues who I'd asked to hold the fort while I was away left all the tricky bits and pieces for me to do when I returned. How very kind of them. I can't remember what I was going. If it's not a lorry, it's a Ferrari. Oh, working in central London, gotta love it. So yes, I'm not entirely sure where I'm going with these points, just random things. But I think there is reassurance that a lot of us are all suffering the same thing. And one of the good things about audio is we can talk about it without being too self-indulgent, which I guess I am being this morning, as I amble to work on a warm but dry Friday morning. It's quite, not too warm actually, it's nice and cool so far. Hope it stays that way. Anyway, I'm going to stop now, not least